Phoenix, Arizona. Okay, so we were discussing how Das Tivunis was saying that everything on its own may have Toyo and may have Ra, and when you're looking at it on its own, the Ra stands out, the Toyo stands out, the Chisaron stands out, but the Mila of the Chisaron is that it's part of the bigger picture, and once it's part of the bigger picture, it in the context of the bigger picture, everything functions, everything works, and everything is toiv. So I saw a Maral today in the beginning of Nesiv HaTorah. The Maral says, Murdik Mamish Disisoid. So I wanted to learn that Maral today. Maral quotes the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Basara Ma'amorais Nivra Ha'olam. And then the Mishnah asks, couldn't have been created with one mimer. Ela litin tzchar le tzadikim that are mekayim the oilam that was nasib asar ma'amaris, and to give whatever einish to the rishoyim who destroy the world that was created by asar ma'amaris. So I assume, like everybody else, think Pasha Pshat. I don't know if it was created with 10, it's more Choshev, so you're destroying even a more Choshev Azach. And they are not Mekayim in the world, so it was destroyed with 10, it's more Choshev, which is pretty bad Pshat because it's the same thing. It was Yochali Baris Be'echad. So I have a contractor, I could build a
What is
house.
more lavin? Like Pshat, you could say one lav is like a nichlal, and then you could break it up in this way when somebody's over it. Like, what's the thing? Like, Gemara Magen, you do one mice and you're over on like 16 lavin. So I thought Pshat, but yeah.
If anything, it's less chashuv. So Mizuk Maral, unbelievable pshat. He says that the number 10 has a unique characteristic. He said that, let's say, from besides one is, we'll get back to the two, everything is by itself. Numbers, just two separate things. Three separate things. There's nine separate things, right? Once you get to 10, what that does is it says that all the things before it created a new number. That now there's a me'achid. It's one in the 10 category, right? It's an ichud of everything together. That's what 10 is. 10 is it takes that everything before it is part of this shleimus. Asara the Dibris, it's not 10 separate messages. It's an ichud. He says that's why the only letter in the Aleph base that is not made up of multiple parts is Yud, just one dot, because it's the greatest achdus is the one, is the 10. I, one, is also achdus. No, it's not
It's
achdus.
not taking
It's
the
not,
word,
because
it's not taking the
all
whole
it
thing
is,
together.
all it is in itself.
It's
And
by
if I
itself.
care, it's going to have to now take on multiple things. You're going to make from one dibur, you're going to make land, sky, animals, plants. So then it's going to be mescalic, and there's nothing bringing it back together. So the one, if the world were created with one, it would be a gevaldika period in the world. The world would un have underwent, undergone, would go through a tremendous period, because it means there's create a world. Okay, but to create a world, I need oceans, I need land, I need mountains, I need valleys. I need light, I need dark. So I'm splitting up all my Diburim. So it creates more period. Rather, what you do is you create each thing, and then you have a koilel and says, oh, that is part of this. And in Mela, that's a greater ichud than the one itself. So he says, that's what the world could have been created with one Dibur, but that would have made that everything stands on its own. But instead, it was created with 10, which means everything's part of the bigger picture. Ramchal, Shpakatsushta. I'm pumped about that. This is Sushta. She says, what? You don't like this
That's a
wheel?
massive amount.
Yeah. He says that the 10 is exactly taking all nine things that were created and making it all part of one. And therefore, there's mes'achit together, the ichud of all 10 together. That's what the Mishnah means. The world could have been created with one mimer, but it's created with 10 in order to show us I'm saying over a maral that I'm still in suits of what we learned. And all 10, the 10 Ma'amarim show me that the whole Bria is connected to one Tachlis.
And that makes more punishment.
Oh, no. That's the first he said. So he says, now what? So now he says like this. So now, it's unbelievable. The Russia destroys the world. The tzaddik is
Hi.
mechazik the world. So he's up there. If the world would have been created with one mimer and there's nothing holding the world together, then the Rosh is not pulling it apart because it's apart already. If there's 10 and there's something holding it together, what's holding the world together? What is that one thing? Lamaisa. So now we establish that the vart why the world was created with 10 mamaris.
Ask, what's the kernel?
So what is the koel? The koel is good for the Torah. The Torah is good for koel of the world. That is the, according to the Maramchal, it's the Gilui of the Yichud Hashem, which is that koel. The Maral here is saying it's the Koyach HaTorah, it's a steer or not. In the Torah, you see that Yichud Hashem. So it's the Ruchni is the Koyach, which is that one Ma'achid of all the parts of the Bria. Memela Zakter, the Rasha is diminishing the glue. He's destroying the world. The tzaddik is strengthening the glue. He's giving a meaning to all 10 because he's being mechazik the Torah, or he's being mechazik the gilui of Hashem in the world. So now everything al ma'amada yavo b'shalim. Each one now has a kiyum. So in the middle of the Mishnah is saying that yochol the world was created with Kenner was one, but when we created one, there's no koyach ma'achid in the world. Now that was created with 10 ma'amaris, so each thing is separate, and there's a koyach ma'achid in the world. Now there's a koyach ma'achid in the world, leading schar. Einish to the Rishoyim because they are destroying that Koyach HaMa'achin of the world. And Litzin Tzchal Tzadikim that are strengthening the Koyach HaMa'achin in the world. So a whole new pshat on the Mishnah. Well, I'm not as excited as I am. I'm saying,
No, it's unbelievable.
it's an amazing Maral. So that's Mamish, I think, word for word, the Ramchal over here.
I'll do a long idea.
Yeah, that's what he's saying. The Ramchal is saying is that everything in the world has a Koyach Ichud to it, and the Koyach Ichud is the Gilui of Yichud Hashem, and therefore everything was created as such, and don't think that it's separate pieces. And everything adds up. And now the Ra has a Makom in the Bria because it's to bring out something more. By the way, on that note, he just says over a Vart here from Moshe Shapiro, a fascinating Vart. Says that the Braisa says by histaka Braisa bara alma. This is shahaya mabit patoira ubara ha'olam. So what's the emphasis of the lashon of Chazal? Could have just said bara olam api ha'toira. More yeshivish. Well, it's a little funny lashon. He looked in the Torah, created the world, and he knows the Torah first of all. Second of all, it's not the point. So he says, so he wants to tell that you find this lashon in Hilchos Sefer Torah. Hilchos Sefer Torah says the sefer is not allowed to write ba'al peh.
Because
He has
he's
to be
not looking at
mistakel
that.
into the Torah and then write api that. So he's saying that Hashem, when he created the world, it wasn't just api Torah. He was talking writing a Sefer Torah. The world is a chavtza of Torah. So therefore, you have to follow the halachas. Halachas is you look in the Torah and then write.
Wow.
So he's stuck on Baraisa first, and then up what he just saw in the Torah, he's writing. He's creating
Meaning
the
it's a
Torah.
duplicate sefer Torah.
Which that's this Vart of the Maral, that the Asara Mamores is to show that there's a background of Torah that everything's being put into and on and created with that. Go ahead. And therefore, if you're breaking the Torah, you're breaking the whole Koyach Ma'achad of the Bria. Powerful. What?
Also from Rabbi Shapiro, the difference between Dibur and Sra Mamarot and the Sra
There's a
Dibros.
difference.
Yes, a whole.
Right. I don't need to. Anyway, so that I found that Maral today, I wanted to share it. I thought it was very appropriate for the shir.
It would be appropriate for any of them.
What?
I said, I think that morale would be appropriate for any of us reading.
Yeah, my mind fits into this. So, and then what he says, really, there is no kiyum to the koyach to the Maaser HaRashoyim. The whole koyach of the Maaser HaRashoyim is only because they fit into the bigger picture. That's what he says here. Nimtza be'emes shekol sidrei ha'hanhaga ha'alyona v'alto de'esem yusodim rak al Yisrael b'pnois tuva yizbarach lam b'ahava b'pnois mehen chas v'shalom nimtza him levadam ha'ikar b'chol ha'briya kula. The ikar is by Yisrael v'loy arach atva b'zeh v'ashe tzorach l'inyanenu hu v'ashe zechati b'tchila ki b'panoiso ya b'ava al ha'tachtoinim tluyim kol tikkuni ha'ashpoa. The ha'ashpoa has to do with how we react. V'ad hein ha'yishlam rukom mitzdarach l'adaz b'nin b'riyas ha'ra. And that's the purpose of Ra. Ata nevar, now we're going to get into the next shlav, which is Eish Asher Sider Ha'odon Yisbarach l'tikkunai u'la'avira min ha'briya li'os kol nimtzaz miskasnim ad tachlis ha'tikkun l'shom she'el osin lover. So that is the purpose of Ra. The purpose of Ra does not stand alone in the Bria. The purpose of Ra is not a standalone thing in the Bria. The purpose of Ra is for the Ra, for the Toiv to defeat it, to be the Shlav between things. That's what we were saying. The reason everything is created, we said a mashal, right? You have a vegetable that's very soft. So you look at it, it has a chasaron to it because now the wind knocks it around and the rain comes and sometimes it breaks the leaves and the stark of the leaf. Then you come 5 minutes later, you see that a deer comes and eats it. A deer doesn't have teeth, so it wouldn't be able to eat it if it was hard. So is the softness a mile or a chesaron? You see it as a chesaron when you don't understand its function in the bria. Its function in the bria is to keep deer going. So everything in the bria has its mile and has a chesaron. But the chesaron is only when it's looked at by itself. When it's looked at as part of the bria, and it's not like that. So Ra, the whole concept of Ra is that way. And once Ra is looked at as part of the Toiv, then it's Toiv and Huadin will become. Now he has to talk about how the world is going to be set up that the Ra will be in this battle of a Soif.
Meaning if it's a function of the brief, it's bad and Toiv.
Yes, so once it's in this battle.
Unless